The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
Welcome to Ron Paul, the weekly podcast. I'm Charles Goyette. Well, we've just wrapped up National School Choice Week, which highlights the need for parental control of education. Now, Dr. Paul has taken the occasion to point out that education is far too important to be left to the government. And he says it's time to shut down the Department of Education. We'll talk with Ron Paul right after this.
This is Ron Paul. Thanks to our sponsors for making these podcasts available to you.
You just can't forget Valentine's Day. It's worse than forgetting a birthday. You just can't do it, and you can't wait until the last minute either. But now get 100 blooms of love with a free glass vase for just $19.99. Or upgrade and add gourmet chocolates and a teddy bear for just $9.99 more. Just use the code Ron Paul. My wife loves her ProFlowers. ProFlowers is quick, easy, and delivery on Valentine's Day is guaranteed. You can't beat the price or the convenience. It's the best value. Get it done early, choose the delivery date, and check it off your list. And even if you already have Valentine's Day plans, you still need flowers delivered. That's a must. ProFlowers, guaranteed to last 7 days or your money back. It's a no-brainer. Here's the only way to get this amazing Valentine's Day deal. 100 blooms of love with a free glass vase for just $19.99. Or upgrade and add chocolates and a teddy bear for just $9.99 more. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the top right corner and type in Ron Paul. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the microphone and type in Ron Paul. Order now. This deal expires soon.
Ron Paul. Ron Paul. This is Ron Paul, the weekly podcast.
Ron Paul is the author of a new book on education, The School Revolution, A New Answer for Our Broken Education System. So it's time, it's actually long past time, Dr. Paul, for parents to take back control of education, isn't it?
Yes, the government, to some degree, has been involved for a long time. Early in our history, local governments have, but there's always been options. The private schools, the major universities in this country were started privately. But as time went on, the idea of local government, a city or a community having control, drifted away to large districts, state-run, and then the federal government-run. And now we even have this Common Core trying to go along with the mandates of the United Nations. So it's absolutely going in the wrong direction. But they've gone too far, and now there is a reaction to this. And there's a lot of people in this country who are sick and tired of the public school system. And I myself went through 12 grades of public schooling, and my kids went through it, but it just kept getting worse. You know, it used to be that when I was in grade school or high school, if it was ever a problem, you went to your local school board member who might be your neighbor, but that doesn't exist anymore. You know, the federal government's involved, rules and regulations, courts, and of course, the dumbing down of society and they always say that if we just had better testing, that we would do this. So it's uniformity, but if they want equality in education, they're getting it. They're dumbing down everybody, and there's a lot of frustration. And every single day, I read a story about another act of violence, another problems, another bad statistic for American students. I thought, well, people are going to do something different. Of course, one of the options would be to homeschool, and that's I have a program of that that comes out of the is mentions in the book. But also, private schooling is an option, but the principle is important. The principle is who's in charge of the education of the children, and to me, it's like saying who's in charge of giving young people, an insight to a spiritual life. It certainly isn't the government. And I think education's equivalent to that. And we would never think, nobody's preaching that we should have a theocracy, although there are some in this country, I guess, would accept it. But if you have private schooling or homeschooling, and it's voluntary, then you can have your religious beliefs, placed in that setting. But it's never mandated. It's not dictated. It's not determined by some government official. But I think because of the deterioration of the system, there's a revolt gaining day by day against the system, and parents are looking for other options. And fortunately, the government's permitting some of those options at present. You know, back in the 1980s, the government fought it tooth and nails, but there were some court decisions that really helped the homeschoolers and practice, you know, what they believed in. But I don't think we're immune from that because, you know, there's still a lot of people in our federal government that, you know, wants more government. And it's not the Democrats that want it and the Republicans are defending us, even though sometimes they'd like us to believe that. I mean, if you look at No Child Left Behind, that was a Republican program. And putting government, the federal government first involved, happened during the Eisenhower administration. Of course, the Department of Education came under Carter. But a lot of Republicans supported that. They don't question it. You know, long gone are the days when a presidential candidate, when he's become the nominee like Ronald Reagan did, he said we should get rid of the Department of Education. But when the Bushes came along, it was just, you know, removed. So that is not the Republican position anymore. But at the rate they're going, I am convinced that there are going to be more and more American people stand up and say, I've had enough, and take their kids out of school just for the benefit of their children, the benefit of their safety, the benefit of getting a decent education. And there are a lot of options out there. We have a Ron Paul curriculum, and it's not designed for everybody. It has a certain bent to it, and that is to teach the freedom philosophy, free market economics. We're not going to lecture individuals on how wonderful Keynesian is. That's what the government's been doing for too long. So, and if somebody wants to have homeschooling or private school, which is purely religious, that should be available. But my goal is to protect the system that allows people to have all those choices, and that's understanding the freedom philosophy. And hopefully we can offer a little help in improving our educational system, because right now it's not in very good shape.
Well, speaking of the Ron Paul curriculum, I'll pass out the address, which is ronpaulcurriculum.com. ronpaulcurriculum.com for those that would like to know more. But spend a minute, if you would, distinguishing, as you have done elsewhere, between vouchers, taxpayer-funded vouchers, and private tax credits.
Yes, this is a big thing, and I can remember when I didn't think there should be a whole lot of difference. There's an advantage to both. The parent gets to make a choice. They get a voucher from the government, sort of like a food stamp, an educational food stamp, so you go and pick it. But that is not like a tax credit. I'm in favor of tax credits under the present circumstances. If you have a voucher and it's government issued, then the government can come in and tell you what school you can go to, and they actually end up getting more control of a private institution. It sort of opens up the door to controlling something we want to be very private. So I don't like the idea of vouchers. There's nothing in the Constitution that says that states can't issue those. I can be opposed to it, but I wouldn't, as a congressman, write a law to prohibit the states from having vouchers. We'd let them decide, and that should be argued locally, because my position is the federal government shouldn't be involved at all, and they should allow these choices. But, you know, if we had no income tax, we wouldn't have to worry about it. People would have their own money, and they could spend it, and you wouldn't have to even have tax credits. But today, that's not going to happen. We're going to have an income tax, and it keeps getting worse all the time. So one way you can do it is say, well, you have to pay all these school taxes locally. Then you have to pay twice if you decide to get out of the system. And it really hurts. And a lot of people think private schools and homeschooling is only for the rich. But the truth is a lot of low income, middle class people who just care enough about their children that they want to get them out. But if they could get a return of their taxes that they pay for the amount of money they put in education, this would at least help out. So I'd be strongly in favor of tax credits, and this would help those individuals pay for these bills. But a lot of good conservatives still think that you know, vouchers are a good idea, but I'd much rather go with the idea of a tax credit and give people back their money that they had to spend on the education of their children.
Well, it would be hard to make the case for the public schools, especially the high schools, if they were billboarded or advertised as places to expose your young children to epidemics of teenage pregnancy, to introduce them to the drug culture, and to subject them to gang violence. This is Ron Paul, the weekly podcast. We'll continue in a moment.
I'm Ron Paul. I'd like to thank our sponsors. Their support makes these conversations possible.
Do you need a website for yourself or your business? Well, of course you do, but shouldn't things be easier by now? This is 2014. Well, finally they are. Squarespace is the easiest way to create an exceptional website. Squarespace provides you everything you need to create a beautiful website for yourself or your business. They have beautiful designs for you to start with and all the style options you need to create a unique website for you or your business. And don't worry about getting stuck along the way, because with Squarespace, they make your site easier than ever. Plus, they have a 24/7 support team. Simply add your own content, customize your style, and you'll have a website that looks great on every device. Seriously, it's that easy. Try Squarespace today for free. Trust me, you'll love your new website. And when you're ready to go live, enter Ron at the checkout and save 10%, plus you get free hosting. Use promo code Ron at squarespace.com/Ron Paul. squarespace.com/Ron Paul.
Ron Paul. Ron Paul. This is Ron Paul, the weekly podcast.
Dr. Paul, here's a story that we talked about on the radio show. A lawsuit has now gone to trial in Los Angeles with 9 public school students suing the state of California. They're actually suing about teacher tenure laws and other protection of inferior teachers, which they say denies them a right to a quality education.
Yeah, that's sort of a mixed bag, because you have a right to liberty and parents have a responsibility to help educate their children. But you don't have a right to education, but you also don't have the obligation to suffer the consequences of somebody who takes over education when they shouldn't be involved and then force them into a school and then give them an inferior education. So it's a real dilemma. Individuals who are talking about, you know, suing teachers and getting a better education, they have the right point. But I think what they should be arguing the case is get the government out of education and give me my money back and let me decide what kind of education that I should have. But if there's a government law or government rule artificially propping up bad teachers, yes, you should change those laws. If union power is one way of hiring bad teachers or keeping teachers on and having excessive pays and being rewarded for not doing their job, yes, then I think you should have a recourse and at least make this point. But unfortunately, it's going to be difficult in the court system to rally around this whole principle. But usually there's an explanation for the problems that develop. As I mentioned before, you know, in the early years, when it was strictly very, very locally controlled and reflected the community, we didn't have these problems. So the bigger the government got and the more involved in education, the worse this system got and the more detrimental it has been to the children. So I think this court case is instrumental. It's important. It points it out, and if they can repeal or at least rule out these special privileges that the government has for protecting bad teachers, then it would be worthwhile. But I'm not holding my breath. I think in the meantime, we should work for reform the best we can nationally and locally and anything we can do. But ultimately, if you're still concerned about your children and you're not happy with the education, you should look into alternative education, which does include homeschooling and private schooling.
Dr. Paul's new book on education is The School Revolution, A New Answer for Our Broken Education System, and the Ron Paul Curriculum at ronpaulcurriculum.com. Dr. Paul, thank you for another great conversation and podcast as always. Ron Paul, the weekly podcast. I'm Charles Goyette.
This concludes another PodcastOne.com program.